with SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Speaker Mike Johnson pushing for a vote on aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan this week. He has unveiled a plan to contort the package to squeeze it through the House's political divides on foreign policy. At the same time, Johnson downplaying efforts to oust him by a group of fellow Republicans. He says this attempt to oust him is disruptive.
It is not helpful to the cause. It is not helpful to the country. It does not help the House Republicans advance our agenda, which is in the best interest of the American people here, a secure border, sound governance. And it's not helpful to the unity that we have in the body.
Facing an outright rebellion from conservatives fiercely opposed to aiding Ukraine, the Republican speaker's move on the foreign aid package is the first significant progress after he mulled it over for 2 months. Also at SRNNews.com, Israel launching a diplomatic offensive against Iran as it considers a military response to Iran's missile and drone attack over the weekend.
This morning, Israel's foreign minister, Israel Katz, has said he is now leading a political war against Iran. He has written to dozens of countries, urging them to sanction Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. And also, we have heard from the military officials as well. Yesterday, the Israeli chief of staff, Herzi Halevi, visited the Nevatim airbase, which was struck by several Iranian missiles. Israel says it's suffered limited damage, but he took that occasion to say that Israel will respond.
BBC correspondent Lee Doucette. More potential jurors dismissed from the Trump criminal trial the first day ended with no one yet chosen to be on the panel of 12 jurors and 6 alternates. The Dow is ahead 105 points, but the NASDAQ is losing 10 points. This is SRN News. The Alabama Supreme Court rules in favor of a Methodist congregation. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Harvest Church in Dothan wants to leave the UMC over the denomination's embrace of gay marriage and homosexual ordination. The denomination says, fine, but we get to keep all your property. The church sued and the UMC petitioned to kill the lawsuit. Now the Alabama Supreme Court has ruled that the suit can continue. Thousands of congregations have been quitting the UMC in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Methodist Church has lost 25% of its U.S. congregations, with conservatives departing over gay marriage and homosexual ordination. Now the question is whether the church can avert a similar outcome elsewhere in the world. The issue is particularly acute in Africa, home to the vast majority of United Methodists outside the U.S. and a bastion of conservatism. This is SRN News. The International Monetary Fund predicting the U.S. economy will do somewhat better this year than originally expected.
The IMF says global expansion is being fueled by surprisingly strong growth in the United States and expects the U.S. economy to grow 2.7% this year, an upgrade from the 2.1% it had predicted in January and faster than a 2.5% expansion last year. The IMF now envisions 3.2% worldwide expansion this year, up a tick from the 3.1% predicted in January and matching the 2023 pace. Rich Thomason reporting.
Bank of America says its first quarter profits fell 18% as the bank dealt with higher expenses due to the impact of higher interest rates. But the results did beat analyst estimates. Bank of America has been dealing with the effects of higher interest rates on its loan and investment portfolio for the past year now. More details at SRNNews.com.